it wasn't necessarily the same thing as a parlor, but it would, the sitting room would have, in our instance up around home, would be a bedroom. All of them had to be, because in most cases in the rural areas where I was raised were big families, and they had to utilize all that space. And the very wealthiest people that had the largest homes could afford to have one that they called the parlor, that they'd have the organ or the piano in, and old-time settees that the boys and girls would have their parties and do their courting in.
I see. You are, something about your old house that fascinates me. You have an open hallway down there.
That's right. That is called the dog trot.
Never heard that.
Instead of a hall, it was known in old days as a dog trot.
Anybody ever call anything different?
Nothing but a hall. Either open hall or dog trot.
And what'd you call that kind of house? You have a name, special name for a house with a dog trot in the middle?
A double pin log house with a dog trot between the bedrooms.
Are there many of those left around here?
I don't know, but the one out at Pioneer Museum, and then the house that I was born in, it's still intact. I understand it's in fairly good condition. I plan to go out and see the house, and the man that it belongs to has offered to for me to go out there and do as I wish, because I was born and raised in the house, and I would like to see in it.
That would be nice.
Of course, it's been used in recent years just for a hay house, but it was fixed up at one time pretty nice, because it was weatherboarded on the outside over the logs and sealed on the inside with sheetrock over the log. Where when I was born there, it wasn't anything but shakes or boards that was tacked over those cracks end to end in order to keep the cold air from coming between the logs.
You mentioned weatherboards. Anybody ever call that anything besides weatherboarding?
Well, some of them would call it novelty siding.
Yeah.
Now, you've got drop siding, and that's where it overlaps like this. And the novelty, it is lipped out to where this top piece fits down over the recessed lip. That's the novelty siding.
But how were the ceilings in the house where you were born?
Nothing but just pine lumber. It would be tongue and groove and put on the walls, which
about
made a much, and it run, instead of running vertical, a lot of the houses, they had the board running vertical and the cracks covered with one befores on the outside. And then they would seal them with just one with sixes on the inside. Those that were more financially able would have the tongue and groove stuff, which made the house much tighter and warmer. Now, the one that I was born in was nothing but those logs, and then the next one was built. The lumber was cracked green, and when it shrank, it left cracks in the floor and cracks in the wall, and with the heart pine boards on the roof without a loft overhead, you could look up at night and see the stars through those boards. But they wouldn't leak. But if it came with snow, you got to look out. The snow would go where water wouldn't.
Oh, I wonder why.
Well, it just blow under those boards, you see, where the water would rush off. That snow would keep pushing and get in those cracks under those boards. Maybe they wouldn't. They'd be cocked this way and that, and it would blow up under it, you see, and get into the crack where those boards. See, when you come with your first course of boards, there's two courses at the bottom, and one will cover the crack of the first course. Then you drop up on the boards 8 inches with a 24-inch board. You drop up 8 inches each step with just a single course from there on up. and your roof is 3-ply thick all the way. On a shingle, you show 5 inches on each course, with the bottom course doubled and breaking bond over your cracks in the first course, and then you're breaking bond on each course from there on up, swap back and forth. But the shingle roof was much tighter, warmer, and the snow wouldn't go through on the shingle roof, but it would on the boards. I felt snow in my face many times.
About how high were the ceilings?
Most of the old homes were from 9 to, some of them would go up as high as 14 feet. The old antique, modern, wealthy people's home, they figured that the higher the ceiling, the cooler it was, and which it was, because they were getting the heat further away from them up here. And the farther that attic was, that's where you build up the most of your heat, is from your plate line up. It's hotter inside of that attic than it is on the outside. When your mercury is 105 on the outside, it could be 100.